Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
Some call it progress and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. The new world religion serves a God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one day. Creation will thunder His name. The name is Jesus. Sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Oh, Jesus, the Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, our Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning. I know we live in such times that we're having to take much precautions about going to the house of the Lord, really going anywhere, but I do hope that that through all of the precautions that you take, that we will enter in the house of the Lord this morning. It is a privilege, and I think that we've learned in the last few months and that what a privilege it is to go to the house of the Lord and how quickly that privilege can be dissipated. And so I hope that you'll go to church this morning, albeit take all precautions that you can. We are doing that here at Mountain View. We'd like to invite you to come to our services, but we're taking temperatures as people come in. We all mask. People wear social distancing the best that we can, and taking all the precautions that we possibly can to keep everyone safe. But we know the Lord's in control of all things this morning, and I hope that we'll look up and realize that it's not the government, it's not the scientists, the doctors, it's certainly not the politicians that have the answer, but it's the Lord. And I tell you, with all this unrest that we have in our nation, seeing it, the fabric of our society coming apart, I'm glad that we know that this world's not our final home. And I know, I thank God, one of these days I'm going to leave out with a shout and I'm going to move up to higher ground. Looking forward to that day. But until then, we'll just keep plugging through and keep telling others about the good grace of God and, Lord, the saving power of Christ this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today. Remember Brother Cecil Parrish. Pray for him this morning. Also, Jesse Robinson this morning in your prayers, and Frances Busby. We want to remember her in the prayer. Remember Miss Glenda Henderson, going to have a procedure tomorrow. We want to remember her in prayer. Also, remember Amy Jackson in your prayers this morning. And we want to pray this morning for Paula Poteet in prayer this morning. And also remember Zula Ellis in your prayers this morning. that God certainly would undertake for their needs this morning. We have I have many on our prayer list today that I certainly need to be touched with prayer this morning. And so also want to remember Brother Bob and Linda Schaefer this morning. Remember them in prayer that God would undertake for their needs this morning. And Brother Dugan Brown, a priest at our church Wednesday night, done a wonderful job. I'd like to send the broadcast out to him this morning. So I hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
If I survey all the goodness that comes to me from above, would I count all the blessings from out the storehouse of love? I'd simply ask for a favor of Him beyond mortal ken. I'm sure He'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with You some blessed day, when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are near. I want to stroll over heaven with You. So many places of beauty we've longed to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as You know. But come that morning of rapture, together we'll stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are near. I want to stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are near. I want to stroll over heaven with You.
Amen. Just want to read one verse this morning to get started with. We'll read a few more verses as we go along this morning. But if we find in 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 7 this morning, the Bible simply said these words: we brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. Our Heavenly Father, our wonderful God, this morning we do call upon Your name, thanking You for the blessing of life. And Lord, what a joy and a privilege it is this morning to be a child of God. And Lord, to have the Word of God this morning, Lord, that we can look into and have find direction and strength for our life today. God, thank You for the sweet Holy Ghost of God that we feel stirring in the corridors of our soul this morning, God of heaven. I thank You this morning for salvation this morning, God. And Lord, our home in heaven this morning, that one day that You're going to come again and receive us unto Yourself. I pray for all of these that, Lord, that are sick this morning, all those names been mentioned this morning, God. Lord, that You minister to the needs of their life this morning. God, You're still able this morning, God, to speak the word and to change the circumstances of our lives. I pray this morning that wherever Your people are gathered together, You'd be in the midst this morning. And Lord, that You'd anoint Your men, God, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of Thy word this morning. May some precious soul come to the Savior saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, may those that are struggling this morning, God, those that have wrestled and have battled all week long, may they find relief this morning, God, in the altars today. Lord, I pray for that one, God, that strayed from the fold this morning, God, of heaven, Lord, that I feel the tug upon their heart one more time, God, that they'd come, Lord, repenting, Lord, and God, find their place around the table once again. Have your way and your will this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. I want to preach a simple thought this morning concerning a few verses in the Word of God this morning that will help you with your humility. That will help you with your humility this morning. I know what the psychiatrist and what the socialites say today, that we've just got a self-esteem problem in our nation, especially among our young folks today, that there's so much discouragement, so much depression in our land. I'll tell you, the problem is I think we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think this morning. I don't think it's a problem with self-esteem. I think it's a problem with arrogance and pride this morning. The Bible said if there's anything that God hates, number one on the list is the pride of man this morning. Pride goes before a fall this morning, as the scripture says. And it is the one thing that God despises, is the pride that's in our life today. And I believe these scriptures this morning will help us with our humility. And I know in society there's social classes, there's certain levels on the ladder of the corporations. But you know, the scripture says that we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us in due season this morning. Amen. So notice here, first of all, the Bible said we brought nothing in this world. It is certain that we can carry nothing out. I want to say, first of all, that we have nothing in this world. But that ought to open your eyes. That ought to give you a little insight this morning to just who you are this morning. You actually have nothing that's in this world. The Bible said we came naked into this world, and we're certainly going to go out the same way. I know that we may live in a society of the haves and the have-nots. I got news for you. It's all God's this morning. Amen, brother. We don't have anything this morning. Amen. There may be all things you've staked out and you've laid claim to. You may have titles. Amen. And deeds. Amen. But I'll assure you, brother, it's all God's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. Brother, actually, you have nothing in this world. Amen. You cannot produce anything. Amen. Everything that you have has been given unto you. You can't clap your hands, snap your fingers, or blink your eyes and make anything appear. Amen. Brother, there's nothing that you're able to do this morning. God's the only one that can take a handful of nothing and make something. Amen. You say, well, preachers, we have factories, we have mills. Amen. We have all kind of facilities that are putting out products. All we're doing is taking what God's already made and what God's already give us access to, and we're molding it and shaping it, and we're just taking the raw materials and doing something with it. But we cannot produce anything in this world. Amen. We don't have that ability. Amen. To take nothing and make something out of it. We cannot protect anything. Amen. The Bible said to lay up your treasures in heaven, where the moth and the thief and the rust cannot get to it. Everything down here in this world that you think that you own, amen, this morning, you cannot protect it. You cannot keep it this morning from falling in the hands of another. I don't care how many bars
wires you have on the windows, how many locks, how many alarms, how many fences, amen. It doesn't matter about all those things. They're still not burglary proof. Amen. You say, I got a gun. Amen. Well, somebody got a bigger gun. Amen. I'm just saying this morning, brother, that everything that you think that you've got under lock and key, it's all going to pass away one of these days. Amen. If the government don't read it or distribute everything, amen, I'll assure you God will. Amen. You can't protect anything. You say, I got it in a safe. Amen. There's somebody can crack it. Amen. You say, I got it buried. Somebody will dig it up. Amen. I'm just telling you this morning, brother, there's nothing in this world that is secure. Amen. You cannot preserve anything. You can't take anything with you. Amen. Now they may put it in the casket with you. They may put it in the ground with you. But you won't leave the world with it. I guarantee you. Amen. Brother, I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Amen. I'm just telling you. You'll leave it all behind this morning. You may clutch it in your hands before you take your last breath. Amen. But like King Tut and all them other pharaohs, they can bury it all with you. Amen. But you'll not pass beyond the veil of this world. You'll not take it with you this morning. You'll leave it all behind for somebody else. Amen. I'm just saying, you have nothing in this world that you can truly say is mine. It's mine. I made it. It's mine. I'll keep it. It's mine. I'll take it with me. Oh no. Amen. You have nothing in this world. I hope that helps you with your humility. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, just like all these Wall Street cats, amen, this morning you may have millions and billions, and tomorrow you can have nothing. Amen. It's all on paper anyway. Amen. I'm just saying, brother, the only thing you've got this morning is your soul. Amen. But you have nothing of material value in the sight of God this morning. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you the truth. And then I want to read one verse of scripture out of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2. You're to mark these in your Bible. Amen. It'll help you with your humility. 1 Timothy 6 and 7 says, you bought nothing in this world. It is certain you'll carry nothing out. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 2. The Bible said, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. And not only this morning do you have nothing, brother, you know nothing this morning. Amen. Brother, that ought to get you off your high horse. I take you down a peg or two. Amen. I know there's a lot of know-it-alls in the world. A lot of folks think they've arrived. They've figured it out. Amen. But I'll tell you, brother, all that we know is what God has revealed unto us. Amen. I know there's a lot of folks think they know how they got here and think they know where they're at and think they know where they're going. But I'll tell you, brother, you don't know anything this morning. Amen. It's our arrogance. Amen. The wisdom of the world. The wisdom that comes from men. Amen. But hey, brother, I'll tell you, just step outside one clear night and look up at the stars in the heavens and all those sparkly things up there and tell me you know what's going on in the universe. You don't know nothing, brother. I'll tell you, we can look in telescopes. We can look under microscopes. And brother, we ain't got a clue. Amen. We may write encyclopedias. We may fill, amen, all the Googles on the internet. But we ain't even scratched the surface of the things that our brother can see us and exist in the creation of God. I'm just saying, brother, we think we've come a long way, made a lot of advances technologically, but I'm saying you don't know anything in the sight of God this morning. It's our academics. And the Bible said we're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm professing ourselves to be wise, we have become fools in the sight of God. Amen. We've gotten so smart, we've figured God out of the equation. Amen. We know nothing this morning. There's a lot of men of God this morning. Hey, I'm not throwing rocks at them, but I'm saying there's a lot of folks say, well, I've studied this Bible for 40 years. Amen. I read it from cover to cover. Brother, I'll tell you, you don't know anything this morning. This book is unsearchable, and we'll never know the extent of it this morning and just how deep it runs. Amen. We know nothing this morning, even by age and experience. Amen. I tell you, there's been a lot been around the block. Amen. But I'll tell you, brother, you hadn't experienced it all. You haven't seen it all. Amen. You hadn't heard it all this morning. Amen. Hey, oh, Job. I'll tell you, brother Job. I sat out in sackcloth and ash and made his complaint to God. Amen. And said, I was a man of wisdom. Anybody need to know anything, they came to me. I walked through town and old men stood up and young men inquired. And when God heard all of that, he said, Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? Where were you when I hung the world on nothing? When I named all the stars? I'll tell you, brother, when we look at it in the big scope, we know nothing in this world. Amen. The Bible said we have nothing. The Bible said we know nothing. Amen. I'll tell you, there's a lot of intelligent folks. A lot of folks got a lot more sins than I do. And I've got nothing against education, brother. Get all you can get. Amen. But I'm telling you, when that education leads you down a path to think you know more than God does, or to think, amen, that there's no such thing as God, that you've outgrown these myths and legends, amen, and these fairy tales, amen. Hey, brother, I'll tell you, you've gotten too smart, amen, for your own understanding. The Bible said if we think we know anything, we really know nothing as that we ought this morning. And then also in John chapter 15 and verse number 5 this morning, let's just help you out a little more with your humility this morning. You have nothing, you know nothing. In John chapter 15 and verse 5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, and you're the branches, and without me you can do nothing. Well, that ought to help you out real good with your ego. Amen. You can do nothing without God. You can't get up, you can't walk across the floor, you can't take another breath if God doesn't allow you to do it. Amen. I'm just saying this morning, no man is self-sufficient. The Bible said it is in him that we move and have our being. If God had not looked down from heaven this morning, if God had not been mindful of you and said, live, brother, you'd have never got out of bed, took another breath. Amen. You'd have died right where you were. Heaven, amen, allowed you to get up and to move this morning. Our next breath is in his hands. Amen. None of us are self-sufficient. Amen. James warned us this morning. Not to say today or tomorrow we're going to go do this or that. But he said, you better say if it's the Lord's will, I will go and do this or that. Amen. If God doesn't allow it, it won't happen, brother. Amen. None of us are self-reliant. Amen. It's God that gives us abilities. God that gives us opportunities. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, no man lives to himself, no man dies to himself. When you were born in this world, you can take care of yourself. Amen. As an infant, as a child, you're helpless. Amen. But as we get older, we think, brother, we can live our own life, go our own way, do our own thing. I got news for you, brother. When you lay on that deathbed, you'll realize just how helpless that you are. Amen. Hey, dear friend, nobody is self-reliant. Amen. Nobody has the abilities. God's the only one who's omnipotent. Amen. All-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present. Amen. None of us measure up to that. You can do nothing without the Lord this morning. Unless he says, say so. Amen. You can do it. None of us are self-assured. Amen. We, by taking thought, cannot change one hair on our head, black or white. We cannot, by thought, add one cubit to our stature. Amen. You cannot make a guarantee. You can't make a promise. I don't care if you raise your hand. I don't care if you lay it on a stack of Bibles. You can say, I swear, amen, on my mama's grave. Or, I swear, I'll be there. You cannot make any definitive promises or guarantees that you're going to do anything. Amen. You can't keep yourself from sickness. I don't care how good a shape you're in or what precautions that you take. Amen. You can't, by taking thought, keep yourself from having a stroke or a heart attack. Amen. You can't stop yourself from aging. Amen. You may stop having birthdays, but after a while, we're not going to believe you're still 29. Amen. There's not enough oil of Olay or spandex, brother, to keep an inner up. I thank God, or to hide it or conceal it. I'm just saying, brother, none of us have that self-assurance that we're in control of anything in our lives. Amen. And I'm not talking about luck and chance and fate. I'm talking about divine providence. Amen. Of a holy God. Amen. He sits upon, dear friend, the throne of heaven, and the earth has his footstool, and all things are under him. I thank God this morning we can do nothing, as of the scripture says this morning. And then finally this morning in chapter number 6 of the book of Galatians, not only can we have nothing and know nothing and do nothing, but Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 3, Paul said, for if any man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. The bottom line is, brother, we are nothing. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of folks think they're big and bad and think that they're something. The Bible said we're nothing in the sight of God. Amen. We are a product of creation. We are just a combination of the dust of the earth. The Bible said all flesh is as the grass. Amen. That springeth up and then cut down. Our life is but a vapor that's here for a little while. It's like a shadow that passes, a spark that flies upward. Amen. We are a product of salvation. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am somebody because God saved me. Amen. He didn't save me by my own merits. Amen. Salvation, amen, is a gift of God. It's not not of works, lest any man should boast. And one of these days I'm going to be the product of glorification. It does not yet appear what we shall be. And we know that when he appears, we'll be like unto him. He'll transform our vile bodies and fashion it like unto his glorious body. It's God that'll raise you up this morning. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of men that have said they'll be back. But brother, I'll tell you, just like Lazarus, the only power you got to come out of the grave is when the Lord calls your name and says, come forth. Amen. And so to help you this morning with your humility, you have nothing. They brought nothing in the world, will carry nothing out. You know nothing. Amen. You can do nothing, and you are nothing this morning. So get in Christ and give him praise and glory. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton signing off and saying thank God. Hey, the Lord richly bless you.